we got 40 more days of goofing. We're going to get them in when Trump. The answer is superior. I'm just kidding. Off the dome, dude.
Damn.
I'm just spitting off the dome.
Bro, I didn't, you know me, I like history, I'm not a huge history buff, but I'm more of a weather man. I told you I was researching the weather, dude. Dude, it is, I might try to become an amateur meteorologist. You don't need that many, I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have a Doppler, but I can always, like, check out the local channels.
A Doppler?
The Doppler.
How would you get a Doppler?
Oh, I'm not going to get one. I can, if I have, like, a hygrometer, somebody to measure wind speeds, and I can just like observe the different types of clouds. Like, dude, if I see a nimbo cumulus or cumulus nimbus,
there you
dude,
go.
Careful, bro.
Cumulonimbus.
I think it's cumulonimbus.
There are cumulus, right?
Yeah, it's cumulus clouds. There's a stratocumulus, like depending on the different levels.
Get
of
some
it.
Stratos up there.
Yeah, or if I'm watching the Doppler and you see the red mixed with the green. Oh boy,
watch
careful.
Out!
Careful now.
What happens then? Then you run into some tornadoes.
95% of the time, it's going to be extreme weather, but yeah, there's 5% chance you're going to
you
see
run
a
tornado. Into a
tornado. It's going to touch down. Yeah, dude. But I was reading
now on the Fujita scale. Where would you rank the tornadoes? You
funny
run
you talk about Fujita, bro. Fujita was actually growing. So Fujita lived in a village. Four more days. Fujita lived. That was first thing.
What?
Man. We're talking about Fujita. I was talking about the area that was going to get bombed that he lived in. Funny thing was, there was a dense fog covering that. So they didn't bomb that town. And they instead, I think they bombed Nagasaki, I think, instead of the town that Fujita lived in. And then since they spared him, he ended up becoming like a heavy contributor to meteorology.
Oh, my God, dude. Wait, Fujita was Japanese?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's crazy. I never even...
You didn't think? Well, probably because you don't think about that kind of stuff.
I didn't think the Japanese were into tornadoes.
Yeah, bro. It's the land of the gods. They have nothing but natural.
They never have tornadoes.
Dude, they have earthquakes like crazy. Japan is
earthquakes,
land of the gods.
But that wouldn't be the
they
Fujita
They might get
scale.
A nader, too. Well, I think he got out of Japan.
Of course.
I think he left his
hood. Of course.
Hood.
I just never... For some reason, the Fujita scale,
I
never...
I swear, I think they have fucking... What did you think did it?
I just never thought about it.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even realize that was a partner.
I thought you were messing around. I thought you were saying like you don't even think about that kind of stuff.
I literally never thought about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's from Japan, dude.
Wow.
Fujita
That's
scale. He's from Japan. And
he definitely invented it in America.
Oh, for sure. It's like the Fujita slash someone else scale, too.
I don't think many other places get tornadoes like...
Really?
Like us, yeah.
Look
tornado
up,
alley?
Look up if Japan gets
Europe
tornadoes.
Europe doesn't get too many.
It says tornadoes in Japan are like rare, but they're not like unheard of.
Yeah,
you know,
Japan
like they happen
the
every
gods,
now
bro.
And again.
They get fucked with weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the
typhoons can cause tornadoes.
What?
Typhoons can cause tornadoes.
Ooh, what you want? Yeah. What you want? A big wave or a tornado?
Well, typhoon is not a big wave.
Big old wave.
It's like a big storm.
You're thinking tsunami.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Also, a Japanese word. Tsunami.
True.
Tsunami. No.
That's the only way you can describe a humongous wave coming at you. It is a very wavy word, like tsunami.
You're thinking typhoon, you're thinking big waves. So it does result in big waves. So I think a typhoon is just a hurricane in that hemisphere.
In the ocean?
Doesn't it go the opposite direction? I swear to God.
Dude, I'm the weatherman.
You don't have shit about weather.
No, it's just
you
the
thought
name.
Typhoons were big waves because of like water rides being named typhoon. 100%, I know that's why.
It's just the name of a tropical cyclone, like
yeah.
in that part of the
in that part
country.
Of the world. That's
yeah.
what they call
so
it.
An ocean tornado.
No, it's
no like a hurricane.
It's the same as a hurricane.
Right below a hurricane.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't even worry. I'm more of a storm chaser. If I hear about a typhoon,
I'm a storm chaser. I call storm chaser, dude. I love tornadoes.
True.
I call that.
You got to call it on air, dude.
I did call it on air.
I thought I made it clear that
I
was
I called it
man.
On air. I called on air that I was tornado chaser, because I didn't even have to deck out the Chevy Cruze. My weight alone in it. I didn't even have to weigh down the Cruze.
We just spin your Chevy Cruze in the Gravitron levels. You're just like, damn, this thing's fucking strong.
What is it on the Fujita scale?
But yeah, man.
I love YouTube and some F5s.
You are a storm chaser.
I love F5s. Yeah. YouTube. I was on a kick for like months of just watching tornado.
Fuck, dude.
They're awesome.
They rule.
Literally awesome. That's the way to describe them.
No, they are
awesome.
They are awesome.
Terrifying,
dude. It's pretty fucking nuts, man. But yeah, they. It was funny though because they got into all the history of like how weather. Well, they talked about like the invention of weather forecasting, which goes back to like Aristotle, I think, And he was, you know, back then he had a couple misses.
People were giving it a shot back then.
A hard shot. Aristotle had, he called a couple things.
I've been pissed lately. Every day I wake up, it's fucking hot out.
I know.
I'm done, dude.
Well, if you're paying attention to low and high pressure systems, you'd know. High pressure, low pressure is bringing some cold. So,
such a cocksucker.
Well, you can, dude. Da Vinci apparently started the hygrometer. Da Vinci left a thing of wool outside, and he would weigh it. And he was like, "Damn, this thing's heavy on some days." And he's like, "Oh, the air has water in it." It's like, "Holy fuck!" So then, the stories of weather inventions are so fucking funny. There was Da Vinci did the hygrometer. Aristotle tried to do. He got some weather swag, but he also was like, "And the fucking sun revolves around the earth," and people were like, man, like, you fucking lost that one. But
idiot.
That's where the term meteorology came from. It's like meteorology, the word meteor back then was just like shit in the sky. It's like, oh, fuck, there's meteors. And it would be like stars.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, whatever, it was like clouds and shit.
Damn. I told you that time, I've said it on here, I have been a couple times. One time me and my friend were smoking weed, laying in the backyard, and we saw a shooting star. And he was like, "Is that really like a star?" I've never forgotten it. I was so high that I was like, "Dude, I think like this is the dumbest understanding of science I've ever heard in my life." Like, I was like, "You have no grasp at all of like what's out there."
It's a meteor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dummy.
Or a meteorite.
I quickly.
Whatever that difference is.
Meteorite? Meteorites are smaller.
I don't think that's true.
That's fine.
Not about what's smaller. Meteorite crashes to the earth.
Yeah, meteorites go in the atmosphere.
Smaller, yeah. Once it burns to the atmosphere.
Sure.
Come on.
No,
if it was too small, it would just disintegrate.
What part are you talking about? Like the stratosphere? What part are you talking about?
The atmosphere.
Do you know how? Okay, so you're talking about hanging pretty low to the earth then.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Literally hitting the earth.
Yeah.
Reaching the
meteorites
earth.
Would get in the atmosphere and hit earth.
No doubt.
Yes.
Small. Definitely got whittled down by the stratosphere.
Some of them.
You know, the stratosphere is like 4,000 degrees, but our air particles are so far apart, you wouldn't feel it. Going through there.
You know, that's pretty neat.
That's, you know, dude, the book is just facts, dude. It's just,
that's cool.
It's just loosely connected facts. Also, yeah, I'll eat the meteorite thing. I didn't know that. I took a chance.
That's all right. Well, you were very bold in your stance on it.
Dude, all the great weathermen, all the great, dude, Galileo.
True. You, Hurricane
Galileo,
Schwartz.
Galileo.
Hurricane
Schwartz.
Hurricane
Aristotle. Fucking John Celsius.
Fujita.
John Celsius. Whatever his name is.
John Celsius.
Dude, for real. It's like John Claude Celsius, and there's a dude whose name was Fahrenheit. The dude who was Fahrenheit did our whole system, Fahrenheit system, is based on the freezing point of water. It's like the difference between ice and the temperature of his own body. You know, it was like 98.6 degrees. And then the guy who did Celsius originally had the freezing point of water was 100 degrees Celsius, and the boiling point was 0 degrees. And as soon as he died, they were like, "You know, let's flip that around."
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
What an idiot!
So stupid. The first thermometer had no numbers. So
I still don't know which one we're Fahrenheit.
We're Fahrenheit. Yeah.
The rest of the world, yeah. Celsius.
Rest everyone else, and the scientists within America are like, we also do Celsius because it's just much. It's an easier.
It's
thing.
Easier
because it's like 32, 212. You know, whatever. But the
although it feels like Celsius is a little, it's not as accurate, you know?
Really?
It feels like because the numbers are small. Like, ours is, Fahrenheit's much more like it's 78 degrees. Mm-hmm. But I bet, could be wrong here, but like if it's 22 degrees Celsius, what's 22?
22, well, think about the boiling.
It's got to be like 80 degrees.
No, it's like
no.
It's like 70.
22?
Yeah, that's like
50 would be 100 degrees. You think about
71.
It.
71.
What?
All right.
Wouldn't 50 degrees Celsius be 100 degrees Fahrenheit? It's basically double, isn't it?
I don't think.
212 is boiling point, 100 is boiling point. So you'd think it'd be somewhere like double it.
50 is 122.
Yeah, basically. Look, awesome change.
We don't know what's going on.
Dude, I know everything about the weather.
You
right now.
Know less than me somehow.
No, I don't.
It's just pretty
impressive. I just hipped you to fucking, dude, the first thermometer had no numbers. It was just like, it would get hot. You would just see like a mercury would stick out. And you're like.
Yeah, that wouldn't really do you much good.
Look at that.
You'd be like, top. Yeah, I knew it was hot.
That's hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. This stinks.
So check, dude. The original weather, there's actually an award for amateur weather forecasting that they give out every now and again. So I'm going to try to like, that's a lifetime achievement.
Try weather?
To predict, yeah. But it's tough, dude. Again, when you have the Doppler going, dude, that was another thing. The Doppler, I think I told you this. The Doppler was a military invention. Some British guy was like, can we please get a fucking laser beam to shoot planes out of the air?
Yeah.
And they're like, here's radar. It won't shoot them, but it'll tell you where they are. And they're like, fine. And they're like, yeah. Damn, why are the clouds fucking, like, you know, different colors and shit? And they're like, and they figured out that, like, it, you know, when the clouds are going this way versus that way, it's some weird shit, but it's pretty tight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, they started going into the different military history of weather and how the, like, I told you about the Russian thing and, you know, all the other stuff. The D-Day was, they were like, dude,
yeah.
Give us a, we need a 3-day grace period for X amount of humidity, low tide at a certain time, you know, can't rain for like 3 days, and that, they hit it right on the head. And then like a week later, just a horrible storm came and washed the docks. Dude, it's pretty fucking nuts.
That's awesome.
Pretty fucking tight. But the
yeah, most inventions and technology are based around war.
Yeah.
Like throughout.
Just smashing people.
Yeah. Yeah, like World War One. Yeah, for sure.
But no, that was there was one other thing too in terms of the weather. It was fucking, it was killing me. It was so fucking funny. But either way, I forget. But dude, I'm all about it right now. I'm watching the clouds. I'm low pressure, high pressure. Just trying to see what's going on, dude.
What do you think? I bet it gets cold soon.
You know, I'm just going off the 10-day forecast. It's, yeah, you're right. It's getting chilly. It's getting chilly.
Called it. I'm just more of an instinctive weatherman.
True.
You know, I feel it in my bones.
Yeah,
type
meteorologists
guy.
Like me. You know, the guys who do the Farmer's Almanac. We're kind of like,
well,
okay.
We'll see. Me and Franklin, we're all over it.
We'll see, dude. A lot of great men also have, you know, stuff to do with the weather. It just happens that way. I don't know what's
yeah. Funny. Yeah, man.
Oh, dude, this is the thing I wanted to talk about. So there were two ships. It was the SS Adelaide or something, and the – actually, I think I have it right here. Let me see. God damn it, Michuli, stop texting me. Stop texting me, Uncle Neil.
What the fuck does Schulz want?
Dude, the Stockholm and the Andrea Dora. Did you ever hear about that?
What happened?
Dude, so this is around the time of the Titanic. There were two – the Andrea Dora was a luxury – liner. They were, again, same. Everyone back then in a big boat would just be like, never going to sink this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they would go out. So the Stockholm was a thing from Sweden that was just a fucking barge that was supposed to just crash through icebergs.
Yeah.
And they had radar at this point, but it was foggy. And apparently the radar was, like, kind of shitty back then. So they couldn't really, for some reason, they couldn't see until someone was, like, kind of close. I don't know if, like, something threw off the signal. So these guys, both captains were just like, we'll be fine. What are the chance? We're in the fucking ocean. We're not going to fucking crash.
Yeah, we're not going to hit.
So they were just flying through the middle of the ocean. Like this SS Stockholm, that's like basically like maybe not as big as the Titanic, but like a big luxury ship with like I think 1,000 people on it maybe. Dude, just going. All of a sudden they see blips. They come up on each other's radar and they're like, how close is that ship? And then they're just in dense fog. They can't see anything. They're like, try to steer. So they're trying to both move. And the Adelaide Dorm, whatever thing was called, the Italian ship.
Andrea Dora.
Italian ship was like, if you're on the right side,
Italian?
You turn left.
Italians have bad luck with cruise ships.
Yo, exactly, dude. Yeah. So they made a weird move where it was like, fuck it, we're going to pull over into this port. But apparently like it was like no turns. It was like Jersey laws, like no turn on red kind of shit. So, like, it was weird that they turned this way. So, the Stockholm was like, oh, fuck, here's something on our radar. We're going to turn this way, too. And they just both appeared out of the fog right as they were, like, boom. And the SS Stockholm pierced a hole in this thing. Like, immediately, like, people were sleeping. Like, a Royal Caribbean just, boom, killed, like, I think it was, like, maybe, like, 80 people just instantly died. And then water just rushed in. Water just rushed into this thing. And, you know, luckily, they didn't have enough, escape boats or whatever. Got trashed, but the SS Stockholm happened to have all their shit still fine.
Well, that's good, yeah.
And it was made to
right
fucking
there.
Hit icebergs.
Yeah.
So that ship was fine.
It had an icebreaker.
So exactly. So it let all of their ships out, and they got actually only the people, I think, only like a couple hundred people died, and it should have been all of the ship sunk. The ship, it's still sunken right now, but they, there was like a French ship that happened to be passing that like they got all the people off for the most part.
Nice.
But dude, being on a cruise ship and all of a sudden like,
holy shit. Dude.
In the fucking ocean.
At night in the cold
ocean.
Scary.
Dude, the thing was like people were swimming. They took on so much water on the bottom. People were like, dude, they got fucked up.
Ugh.
Just on a fucking cruise, dude. And it just.
Especially back then.
It must have been a tough business back then too, because a lot of people were taking like cruises in terms of like coming from like Italy and Ireland on shitty fucking
boats.
Yeah. Like, hey,
you want to get back on a boat and this time get hammered?
Fuck no, dude. Yeah, it was all because it was the fog, dude. They were both like, don't be a pussy. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
Dude, they're like, maybe we should like be a bitch, dude. Oh. And just bonk. No fucking shit. I was listening to that.
It is very funny.
Listen about
what if
shit.
The Italian went down with the ship? The captain.
I don't think
he had the honor.
I don't think he. No, not,
I would, dude. For sure I would bail on that. I'd be so mad if somebody. Imagine somebody like suggesting that to you if you were the captain.
Yeah.
Like while the ship's sinking, be like, Are you going to...
That would be a full...
Like, dude, fuck you.
Hat on
no.
his head. Yeah. I'd be like, actually, yes, yeah. I am. I'm going to make sure the lifeboats are operating. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Peace.
But then it's like, dude, I don't know. I guess, yeah, I guess, you know, would word travel that fast? You would just have
even
to...
Even if word traveled, you'd be at like a bar and someone would be like, there's that coward that didn't drown. Suck my dick, dude.
Is that still... Do you think that still applies in the military now?
It should apply to any boat.
True.
Like, if you're on one of those, like, paddle boats in, like, Central Park in, like, the pond.
I might start taking that into driving. If I'm driving the car, someone hits me and I'm, like, in a thing and my car's on fire, I'd be like, get out. Just like,
you have to go down with the ship every time.
Yeah, driver, as a driver, I take that very seriously.
Yeah. I know
would,
you do.
I would be like, hey, everyone, save yourselves. And just yes. sit in my car while it's leaking gas. And be like, oh, fuck, man.
Noah, you were raising your hand back there.
Yeah, I was Which reading one? About it. Only 46 people died. And 1,200 were rescued.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
And it was only from Massachusetts to New York. That was the trip.
That's how long the cruise was?
Yeah.
That's like an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a new, it's like the Spirit of Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was like just like a little like a
duck boat and they yeah. got hit by it.
Yeah, literally.
A fucking Stockholm icebreaker, dude. Just... Yeah, I knew it was like not, it was like less than 100 people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think all those people also I think died on it.
I think they swam back to the coast.
No, they had... They,
yeah,
they had,
I know. I got it. But oh, I was just saying close how close enough, it was. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Considered the worst maritime disaster to occur in United States water since the sinking of the Eastland in 1915.
Don't get me started.
They don't know anything about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
It's pretty nasty.
Pretty nasty.
What, fucking
are you
kidding
me?
Up a boat sucks, dude. There's like, you know... I mean, I'll give you an iceberg, but for the most part, it's open waters.
You ever listen to the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No.
What happened? You can get fired up, dude.
What happened?
It's an old oil rig. Went down in one of the Great Lakes. I forget. Maybe Ontario.
That sucks. What happened to it?
Just got hit with some nasty weather. But it was just like, yeah, it's Gordon Lightfoot. You got to listen to this song.
Oh, he talks about it? That's yeah. fucking sick. God, that's
Ontario,
fucking
they say, never gives up or dead. When the waves of November come early.
Oh, damn, dude. I would have loved. I would have really enjoyed.
I fucked those lyrics up.
No, that's dude. Nobody's gonna know.
Oh, but if you listen to this podcast, you know that song, dude.
You think so?
I promise.
Some Gordon Lightfoot.
There's gonna be a bunch of people that are like, "Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald fucking rules." It's Shrek one. It's absolutely Shrek
really?
One. Yes.
Damn, that fucking rules.
It is, dude.
Yeah, I might get real into part shipwrecks,
with it, dude. Somebody comes down. The cook. He's talking to him. He's like, "Boys, it's been real good to know ya." They all knew they were gonna die. Just the boy. They come on, man.
Dude, I'm going to get into sailor culture.
Somebody look up Edmund Fitzgerald. Hurry up.
I might steal.
It's right here. I'm looking it up. The lyrics?
No, not the lyrics. Just the ship. What lake was it? Ontario? Or...
I think Ontario, yeah.
I think it was Lake Ontario. I think so.
It doesn't say. It really just says the Great Lakes.
I could probably.
They probably want to.
You can name all of them, right?
What, the Great Lakes?
Yeah.
Michigan, Ontario, Lake Chicago.
Nope.
Lake Chicago. That's like Michigan.
No, you can't. You're from there, dude.
Time out. Yeah, dude.
It's Lake, easy. It's
Lake,
Holmes.
Lake Michigan.
You just got to remember Holmes. That's the acronym.
I heard that.
H.
H.
Huron.
Huron, obviously.
O.
Ontario. Obviously.
M.
Michigan.
E.
Erie.
Erie.
Hell yeah.
S. It's what the white race is. We got 40 more days of goofing. We're going to get them in when Trump... The answer's superior. I'm just kidding. That was fuck.
Listen here, America. We're
Listen,
fucking around.
We're done joking. Jokes are done. We promise no more jokes.
True.
Joe Biden won. We're done joking.
True. This is going to turn into a very serious podcast that's just about nautical disasters.
That's fucking cool. That would be tough. I've been dying to talk Indianapolis.
Wow, wow, Wes.
I try to be a nice guy, but yeah, I'm kind of a dick sometimes. Sometimes I fuck up and do shit. Sometimes my fucking demons possess me.
Yeah, your demons are at your neck today.
I'm in that grip of my demon all the time, dude. But
that's all right. You're getting out of it. I can see you getting out of it already just during this cast.
I know. You have to, dude. Yeah, I mean, you have to. You have to take your lumps, man. I can only imagine how our president feels. Imagine.
Dude,
imagine,
I know.
Imagine.
All day.
Every day.
The
long.
Reddit is actually just the entire country.
I mean, am I DJT right now? I mean, I guess you guys have put me in that position.
No, you're Hill Dog. I'm obviously DJT. Billy is definitely my not gay Pence.
He's Pence?
Yeah, he's definitely a jacked closet.
He's not going to like that. Oh, sure, he's a jacked Pence. Closeted.
Jacked closeted? Yeah,
that would make Jack that Boston. Would tip this off if Pence gets caught with like meth and gay prostitutes. That would definitely make this presidency complete.
Yeah.
That would be, that would honestly, like, that would be like the perfect, like, at the end of the orchestra, like, dun, 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 of just Pence getting caught with a bunch of, like, hot young boys and meth.
That would rule.
And just having him being like,
made mistakes. I let my wife down. I let down everyone around me. Just sucking dudes' dicks.
Pence is the perfect. He should always be vice president.
Yeah, I've never met. I mean, is, has there been a better vice president?
He is like a, you know, the cardboard cutouts from Home Alone.
Yes,
he is like a car. I swear, dude. I want to see someone just go like that. I think he's two dimensional. I think if you were to push Pence, he would just go flat and fall over.
Pence is hilarious, dude. He's also, I don't think he's ever talked.
No.
Ever.
He'll come up every now and again. DJT will be like, all right, Pence. Like, I think he lets him kind of open here and there. Or if like someone asks shit, they'll be like, all right, Pence is going to handle like the hard technical medical questions. Like,
here, go ahead. Yeah, then he gets them wrong, and Trump's like, he's an idiot. I'm sorry.
Hey, yeah, exactly, man.
Pence.
Pretty Pence was a sick choice. I don't know where. Strategically, I don't know. I guess it's like it secured some weird block. I think it secured geezers because Pence is like a perfect geezer candidate.
Pence is like, he looks like stability.
True.
To geezers. Yeah. He looks, I don't know, like an androgynous, like, I don't know. He's just a thing.
He is.
He's like an entity that looks like a politician, kind of.
He doesn't get any heat, really. People will say, like, oh, Pence is an asshole. They're
always just like, SNL has a whole thing that's just like, Pence is fucking gay. Mm-hmm. That's their insult on Pence. He's kind of gay, right?
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
But no, Pence is hetero as hell.
Dude. Everybody just accuses Pence of being gay. Yeah, the fucking one thing Pence did that was sick was saying he won't go out to dinner with women.
Without his wife.
He won't hang out with women.
He needs his wife there to check
him. It's actually a nice move, dude.
Dude, that's so fucking sick. It's a nice move. It's so sick to be like, look, I don't trust myself.
I might get pussy right now.
I might get head at this dinner.
I don't know what to tell you. I might get some head right now.
Damn. I wonder how his wife actually handles that. Pence like has like a golf shirt, sits back. He's like, his wife like takes his arms down. He's like, sorry, man.
Yeah, you're definitely more of a hill dog right now.
Yeah,
we need to get you a pantsuit.
True, I need a futurist.
And those let those hips fill it out.
Yeah, man.
I apologize. That was over the line, dude. That was OL.
Dude, that's the whole point.
Hips are OLs, dude. No, I'll leave your hips out.
We're having fun, dude.
I'm just having so much fun. That's okay, dude.
Having a good time, man. I'm just sad. I don't like to see people.
It sucks. It sucks, dude. We have such a nice, fun thing going on.
I know.
And when, you know, when bad things happen, it sucks. Yeah. And especially when you go over my head and ruin everything.
No, I didn't go
over your head. Yeah, you did. Me and Swells had no idea. I was communicating with my insiders. Swells.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Didn't go over my head at all. I didn't care.
I'm so sorry.
Don't shut up. Dude, you ever watch Last Chance U?
No.
I'm tired right now. I stayed up till 3 watching that.
Did you? I'm a tired boy as well.
Last Chance U, new season came out.
What happened?
It's just the same thing that happens every single year.
Didn't their coach get fired for like...
No, it's different teams now. They've done a bunch of different teams. Okay. The first one was Mississippi. Then it was... Independence, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
This one's Laney in Oakland.
Okay.
Oakland, yeah.
Got you.
Same thing happens every year. They have a bunch of talented kids that are all like, man, fuck you, bitch-ass coach. I'm out. And they quit every fucking game.
A lot of people take their helmet off and like.
Dude, the first game, they're down 1 point at halftime, and it looks like they lost the Super Bowl. They're all like, they're down 1 point at halftime, and they're like, man, fuck this. Like, dude, Last Chance U teams... Every single dude threatens to quit throughout the season. The whole season. They're all just like, man, I'm out. I quit. Fuck you.
It's too hard, coach.
It doesn't make sense. I've never been on a team once where somebody even mentioned, like, I think I'm going to quit.
Yeah.
Other than me.
You think it's, like, just for TV?
No.
These dudes
only been on honky teams, pretty much.
Gotcha.
Except in college. But if you're playing, like, college, like... At a decent level, like a higher level, yeah. you can't say a word to a coach.
Yeah.
Like if you were like, fuck you, coach, they'd be like, you're gone. Oh, pack your shit up.
You're done.
Get the fuck out. Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha.
I mean, some guys are obviously talented enough to do that, and the coach would have to be like,
fuck.
Take a lap.
Yeah.
And then please stop being mean. But these community colleges, junior colleges, So like kids are just like, coach, you're a fucking bitch. Fuck you. And the coaches are retarded too. They'll be like, I'll beat your fucking ass, dude.
So fucking funny.
Yeah, it's
I want to try to walk on to a community college football team.
You would get wrecked, dude.
I'd get fucked, dude.
Some of these dudes are good, but you could technically, yes.
Someone coming straight out of like a competitive high school football program and like into college football, even at a community college level, would be pretty fucking nasty.
Yeah.
They would be nasty as fuck.
I'm second guessing whether I can beat LeMaire in basketball. I would get murdered. But there's one dude that's fucking sick.
Who?
Dior.
Has anyone made it to the majors NFL out of last year?
Yeah, a lot of them.
That's pretty sick.
Kid named Dior who fucking sleeps in his car and works at Wing Shack.
What?
Wingstop. He works at Wingstop and plays college football.
Damn.
And is the best player on the team. Fucking sick. Cool story to see. He'll freak out.
You think so?
I'm only like two or three episodes in. He's already having like chest pains from anxiety.
Fuck, man.
he's gonna die. You can't work at Wingstop and play college football.
And sleep in your car.
And sleep in the backseat of an SUV.
I mean, dude, why don't the coaches, you think coaches live for that shit?
What?
Be like, come live with me. Come live with me, son.
Absolutely.
What kind of cars do you drive?
It's like an old SUV. Gosh. So at least, we were watching it, and Beezer was like, oh, at least it's an SUV. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? He's got like a knit Afghan.
So the place I used to live, there was this lady who lives in her car.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't even know what it's. It might be like a crossover kind of car. It's like she has enough room like where she'll lay down during the day, and she opens the door, and just her legs are out of the car, and she lays on her back, and she's a big woman, man. She's huge.
Oh, she's a hog.
You walk by, and there's just like, it's like a hoarder, but living in a car.
With just her feet hanging out.
With her legs hanging out.
The Wicked Witch.
Yeah, dude, just hanging out of her car. So she used to, live, I guess, where we lived before, and then we moved, and now her car has almost followed us. Not like us, but like she's in our area now again. And people were complaining because I didn't know that she gets out and just shits like wherever. So did you ever see the Neighbors Next Door app?
No.
Dude, it's the funniest fucking thing. So there's this app. It's for people who like live in like different communities to go and like just talk like, hey, I saw a guy in like a white van near the playground, or like, hey, people will go on there and like complain about fireworks and shit. But there were people out there who were like, they're like, this lady, we have a homeless lady living out of her car, and people start complaining like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And then people are out there sussing out dumps to be like, I saw a dump. Basically, so much in like their language of being like, I'm pretty sure this dump was at ladies. And like they'll start like, dude, it's so fucking funny. Dude, Neighbors Next Door might be the premier crybaby platform.
That's crazy.
People come out and they're like, hey, what these fucking dogs? They'll like complain about like someone was write a post about dogs, but it's like specific to your area. Or like some weird shit like
Damn,
that.
Have you been hit with one?
I don't think so. No. I always pick up my dog poop, but
that's crazy. I mean, to be an actual person typing in that is pretty wild.
It's literally a subreddit for all of your neighbors to just all kind of complain. And then like people will go on and like fuck with people sometimes. And it is like,
I'm just imagining who's on it. It's a subreddit for like people who lived in hipster neighborhoods. So like Fishtown girlfriends.
They have them out in the suburbs.
And wives.
It is. It's mostly like
hipster cool girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Cool girlfriends suck.
Who are those, like, super chill?
Cool girlfriends in Fishtown, like, oh, I have tats, I wear a snow hat all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm still, like, a controlling bitch.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm so cool, I love the Lumineers. Also, take the trash out right now, you pussy.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff doesn't melt away. I mean, you can't really... It's funny how people do think that you can kind of, like, completely get rid of all, like, hundreds of thousands of years of like evolution and like, biological traits.
Just with a couple of arrow tattoos on your forearm.
Yeah, a couple of books and a couple of people on TV.
And be like, yeah, I just love,
Well, I was thinking about that today.
Cool music and craft beers. You need to start working out. Just like, wait, what? Which one are you?
Well, I'll see like dudes sitting with their girlfriends and like the girlfriend would do like the no bra side, full side boob. And then it's like, because I was, like, wondering about this today. I was walking my dog, and I'm just, like, sitting there. Actually, I wasn't walking my dog. I was walking my baby. I'm, like, sitting there pushing the stroller, and I was, like, hope she doesn't wear, like, super slutty stuff. You know, because that's, like, an awkward conversation to have, especially 15 years from now to be, like, because it'll fully be, like, don't try to control I can wear what I want, blah, blah, blah. And trying to explain, like, no, like, if you have, like, your tits or your ass out, there's guys who will just, like, you'll attract the eyes of dudes who are just, like, and they'll look at you and be, like, oh, my God, there's an ass. and they'll just they'll hang out with your ass, and you'll they'll ignore your whole personality. And, you know, but then it's like I'll be coming up with guys, like boyfriends who are like, no, Justin doesn't think like that. And it's like, yeah, he does. Just, and it's the same thing you're saying. Just because he dresses like a total fucking pussy and acts like a pussy, he's still a dude.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he saw your ass and was like, sweet, I'm going to go hang out with
that
ass. Saw
that heart-shaped hiney.
Yeah, dude. But it's, again, it's like, you know, so we'll see. Because I've seen, do you ever see the things of like the dad being like, I don't tell what my daughter to wear. And it's like, all right, dude, you fucking weirdo.
He's just begging the stinky rapist.
I don't care that my daughter has sex. And it's like, all right, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. That's cool. That's, I had a tough time because every once in a while, a girl I was seeing would go no bra.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to be like, oh, just so everyone's going to see your tits today? It's just a guaranteed fight. It is such a horrible fight.
Yeah.
But it's a tough one to avoid, dude. The part of me that's like, all right, just shut the fuck up. Who cares? I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It would
but
be.
The thing is, it's like trying to tell a woman, like, your tits are out. Mm-hmm. Do you understand the heat you're bringing?
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, you're just insecure. You're being jealous. It's like, no. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But watch out.
It's also like you don't understand.
Everyone's going to see your tits.
Well, you also, it's like they don't see nipples through a shirt and they're not like. Dude, imagine if a girl was like, I can see your nipples. Put on another undershirt. You'd be like, fuck you, dude. My nipples. Like, it is kind of bullshit.
It's crazy.
Dude, I did.
I would never be like, I can see your nipples. Put on another.
But that's kind of the thing.
In my head, I'm just like. I would like look at her and be like, oh, your tits are out, huh?
Dude, me. I was in the supermarket with Brittany the other day. We saw this lady who was just, I mean, she was a big woman, had. Big, humongous tits and had no bra on. And she was just like, you know, she was so big where she like kind of like ice skates around. Like she was moving like this. And dude, it was just like these huge,
like sultry cans.
Exactly, dude. Just a huge fucking boob. And the nipples were just like, you could just see her boobs through her. Like you could just really see them.
Big old unit.
I'm pants. Whenever I see something like that, I go to Brittany. I'm like, yo, check that out. So I point it to her.
You point.
So she doesn't catch me looking at it. I go, yo, check that out. It's pretty sick.
It's a Snorlax.
Move. Pretty sick move. Yeah, dude. But then we were peeling, man. This lady had something going on. There's something going on. And she had like a, what'd you call it? You and Beezer wagons yesterday?
Yeah, wagons.
Her boyfriend was a wagon, dude.
He was a fat wagon.
He was just fucking like walking behind.
Yeah, I think wagons is probably, first off, it's for your ass, but it's funny to just call someone a wagon.
I thought you guys were calling each other wagons.
Yes. So no, funny. Absolutely.
He's a wagon.
Like, dude, I'm a fucking wagon right now. Dude. Fat as fuck.
But yesterday or 2 days ago, I did the yoga place I go to now just does it outside. So, like, it's you do it in the sun.
You did yoga outside?
On the grass, dude. It's the best. It's my favorite thing right now. So I'm there. And if you're a dude, you can take your shirt off. You get, like, the full sunlight and everything. And you're looking at girl. It's nice, dude. It really is. Otherwise, your shirt gets drenched in sweat and bend down, and it like comes over your head, and it's just like, just take this thing the fuck off.
Yeah.
That was another exercise in mindfulness of like doing yoga in the park, and then like my neighbors come by, and I'm just fucking like with my shirt off in the park. That's another thing, too. That's selfish context. You're like, I'm not a person who takes my shirt off in the park, even though, you know, again, I have bitch hips, but it's nice.
You don't have bitch hips.
Getting sunlight. Getting sunlight on your entire body while doing yoga in a park is a nice.
You don't have bitch
hips. It's a nice. They're going down, dude. I broke my PR. Broke my PR.
Nice. How fast did you run?
Huh?
How fast? How far? Excuse me.
Mile and a half.
That's fucking sick.
Mile and a half. 15 minutes, dude.
Not bad. That's terrible.
Hey, come on, man.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I can beat you in running.
No, dude. We should have a long distance race. We were doing. No, for real. My cardio sucks. Like, we're
comparable.
We're neck and neck.
I beat you in the thing we did.
I'm not good at running, dude.
It's crappy. 50.
Well, you started restricting my activity. I started going too hard.
Well, you were cheating on the app.
I wasn't cheating on the app.
Yeah, you were. You were running when it says not to.
Dude, if I can run when it says not to, that's just
no, you just run harder when it says to run.
I'll do that, too.
Look, you lost. Just let it go.
Reddit, I didn't
fucking get this fucking traitor, dude.
But yeah, man, that was like I was doing it. And I'm like, it's nice to get sunlight's really good for you to get. Like, I think you need to. They say in order to not be vitamin D deficient, you need to have like, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's like 60% of your body.
I have COVID.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh man, that sucks.
Do you get allergies? No, it's just from cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah.
COVID. Apparently, cigarettes help from COVID. They say. Someone said that. I don't know. They were basically like people who smoke were less likely to have.
Yeah. They've literally.
Again, I think they said people who smoke more likely to die.
Definitely more likely to die.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, then COVID doesn't hit like those black lungs you see in health class. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Scary around here. Let's get out of here. COVID just got. It's just like a dude standing up for fatality, and the COVID's just like, punk.
Yeah, just dead. Give him a nice, easy one.
Yeah. But the. But yeah, man, that was definitely nice just doing that. And again, just being in a state where it's like, because you have to do the ohm too. So like in the beginning, you're like, which again,
dude, I can't,
I love.
I can't even do that by myself.
It's so fun.
When I do fat guy yoga on YouTube.
You don't ohm?
No.
Why?
I just don't like it.
That's fusion with selfless context, dude.
When, I don't know.
What's the thought? I mean, you might
I don't know exactly.
Genuinely might not like it. You genuinely
That's
might.
What I mean.
But why? So
I think I genuinely don't like it.
The thing is to sit with a bunch of people and all make noise at once. I think is like
usually fun. I agree.
I think it's something a part of being
chance
human.
Rule.
Exactly. It's chance. Something that's instinctually gratifying to sit in unison, either with a drum. If we all sat there and if we all had bongos and we're drumming, we'd be having a blast. But the thought enters that's kind of like it's kind of gay. And then you're like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's a grounding thing. If you take a group of people and make them kind of talk, sing, or move in unison, it instantly like brings people together as a unit. It's pretty crazy.
So, no, it is fun, but.
But again, it's one of those things where, again, you're in the park, you're going, oh. I'm loving it. I'm sitting there being like, oh my God, dude, my voice is blending with all the other. I think it's the best thing in the world. But it's like to sit, and there's a thought of like, Jesus Christ, I hope my neighbors don't walk by and see me do this. Which again is like. Why would you let that thing dictate the thing you know what I mean? Like, why would that thing dictate the thing you actually like to do? And how much of it does that dictate the things that you might, again, it's not saying everyone has to do the things that I'm into, but what are things you're inherently into that you maybe don't do because there's like these little like electrical fences around certain scenarios?
So, yeah. Yeah, like Bill, like wants to kiss guys. But he knows it's not good. It will be perceived poorly by the community.
True. I don't know. Bill could come out as a strong gay alt-right leader. They do well.
Yeah.
They do pretty well.
They would.
If you're gay and alt-right, there's Douglas Murray did pretty well.
Milo. Tim Dillon.
TD. Dude, did you see the, speaking of the new age online celebrity, dude, did you see Schultz's latest thing where he did... the thing about like Donald Trump not going after Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh, no, I didn't watch it.
Dude, so I'm watching it and this is just my theory, but I think that Hollywood now is transforming into people who are anti-Hollywood. The new Hollywood's going to be people who are anti-Hollywood. And it's going to, I think.
You calling Schultz Hollywood?
Anti-Hollywood. He's new. I think he's going to be Hollywood 2.0. Because I was watching him do his thing. And there's a lot of times it's like, you know, he does have that like strong, very kind of celebrity persona. So instantly there's people will be like, oh, fuck this. I'm watching that just being like, what the fuck is this thing? I was like, this is pretty fucking funny. It was him doing, calling out like Trump for not making fun of Ghislaine Maxwell. But I was just more so following the vibe of the thing where it's like, this is a guy with a pretty decent sizable following who is sitting there being like, kind of, you know, saying a lot of stuff you said, like, dude, Trump's, he used to be the man. He's saying all this shit and blah, 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 blah. And why is he, you know, kind of putting his tail between his... Why isn't he going after Ghislaine? He, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I'm watching.
I did see that.
I was kind of laughing. I was like, dude, this was... I was like, opened it up being just kind of like negofagging, just being like, what's this? And then I watched it and I was like, that's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, Schultz's videos are really good.
Yeah, man. So I was watching it and just being like, I think... And I'm just, you know, I'm thinking vibes. I'm like, this will be, in my opinion, this is going to be the new paradigm of Hollywood. And I think... all of this cancel culture stuff in about, I'll say, 3 to 4 years will melt away. Because I think there's money is getting closer to being like, oh, okay, let's just do this stuff now.
We'll see. Yeah.
I think so, man. I think I was watching him do that, and I was like, it's well produced. It's very funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's not doing – it has mass appeal without bending to the current, like, popular regime.
Yeah, all of his – every one of those videos so far has been very good.
Yeah. It was pretty decent.
Which is funny because then you watch his podcast and it's like, man, what the fuck is up with those shoes, y'all? It's like, wait, where's that guy? And then you watch these videos, it's like the most poignant, well thought out, funny video.
I know. But yeah, man, I'm telling you, he's... well, the funny thing too is like, like, if you pay attention to pop culture, that becomes the actual, like, so, like, pop culture is just, like, the training wheels of, like, you know, when people are, like, 20 years old, what's cool for 20-year-olds eventually bleeds into discourse once they're 45 and 50 years old and, like, you know, being in positions to, like, run the country. So, it's, like, I'll be curious when, you know, because this is, like, when people who are, like, 18 now or 45, it's going to be fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Like, looking about the shit they're into and stuff. They're going to, like, everything is moving to the internet. I can't.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even a debate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, what, from, like, TV or movies?
Yeah.
That shit's, it's already gone.
Exactly. So
for sure.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy, then. It's like, you know. Although, dude, I'll say there's a channel I'm a big fan of. I think it's called Docurama. If I just turn on my TV, for some reason, my TV just comes up on this channel.
Really?
Dude, it's the fucking, every time I turn it on, it's just like this horrific documentary about, like, it'll be like about, like, a Swiss lady who, like, starved to death. It's just, like, the most fucked up shit. And then I put it on yesterday, and it was seniors ping pong. And I watched it for, like, an hour. Just
being, that's pretty
nice. This is fucking awesome. It was, like, championship level seniors ping pong. Like, they would play and, like, get in a wheelchair and wheel out. And it's like, this is fucking crazy.
That's fun.
I might be into senior sports, dude. I think I found my sport calling.
Really?
Seniors ping pong might be my fucking, dude, I was watching it like, holy fuck.
Were they good? They were probably pretty good.
They were slamming, dude. They were, really? You know, I mean, dude, if some, like, 24-year-old Japanese prodigy would have eaten them alive. But, like, dude, they were, like, 85, 90 years old. Oh,
fuck, that's what it is. I was talking on the Twitch. I was playing on Beezer's Twitch last night. And somebody was asking what sports Japanese people were good at.
Pong.
Baseball. They're nasty at baseball.
Yeah.
But I guess ping pong. Do they play? I think that's more Chinese.
Chinese play. I think Japanese play ping pong, too, dude. I think they're probably pretty nasty. Fucking slice the ball in half. No, I think the Chinese are definitely ping ponged out.
We don't say that anymore.
What, the Chinese?
Yeah, the Chinese.
You know, I mean, if you hit a hard triple E on it, you can say Chinese.
The Chinese.
Say it's the Chinese. But, dude, I think you can say the Chinese.
I don't think. Fuck it. It's funny. That's why we're saying it is funny.
It is funny that you're like, Chinese. You're like, you can't say that. I'm like, what did I say? Like, the Chinese?
Yeah, fuck.
That is funny. You can't say that. You can't say Chinese.
Peculiar.
It is.
Peculiar.
LeMay, are you Jewish?
Wow, wow, Wes.
Oh, dude, I watched.
Terrifying.
Beezer was watching Boardwalk Empire, so I watched that with him.
Yeah.
Nucky Thompson, the main character in that, it was like a procurer of children for the old boss of Atlantic City. What? Like, that was his. Yeah. And this was, I mean, I saw it the first time, and back then, pedophilia.
Well, that's back when. Yeah, that's back when kids were fair.
This is back in like 2015, so you could fuck kids.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
as before, fucking kids got political.
Yeah. But yeah, that was.
Damn,
dude. I was like, man, he deserved to die.
Was that Steve Buscemi?
Steve Buscemi. Which,
he was a procurer.
Can't believe they made him like a mob boss. He was pretty bad at it.
I could see that.
It was pretty bad. I thought that show ruled, and then I rewatched it.
That's kind of what mob bosses look like in real life, though.
Yeah. They're
pretty jacked up looking dudes. Whenever you ever see blow, and then they show the real guy, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, anyway, I mean, that's literally everything they remake.
True.
They're like, here's the movie character, and then you look up who the people are. I did that last night. I watched Comey, James Comey. There's a thing on Showtime about Comey.
Really?
Who was the head of the FBI. And it's fucking sick. It's really good.
Yeah.
But it tricked me. It tricked me pretty well. Because I was watching it, and I was like, man, fuck Trump.
Really?
Like, and then I had to remind myself, like, all right, this is a show. But it kind of makes sense, because, like, Trump kept calling him after he got elected and was like, how are things? Like, he just kept, and like, oh, dude, they made Obama like a 24-year-old. It was very weird. Like, really? The people they cast for everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Obama was like a young 24-year-old black dude.
Strange.
Like, wait, why? What is this?
Yeah, he got geezer-fied through the. Oh. He looks old as fuck.
But then Trump came in. At the beginning, Obama and Comey meet up, and because Obama appointed him head of the FBI, and he was like, all right, we can't be friends. That's how this works. President and head of the FBI can't be boys. We should separate. But then when Trump gets elected.
Sounds like something boys would do.
True. And that is true. But then when Trump gets elected, he immediately is just like, you're with me, you're loyal, right? You're very loyal. Yeah. Like Comey, and he kept being like, Comey was like obsessed with the law, and he was like, I'm loyal to the truth. I cannot be, like, he just kept doing it. Trump was like, that's great.
Who played Trump?
Like, Brendan Gleeson.
Really?
And he did great. He looked exactly like him. It's pretty good. But
so at one point, already making movies about this?
Yeah, it's on Showtime. It's good. It's actually good. Wow. It was actually really good. But at one point, like, so just the way Trump talks off the screen when he's talking to people is how he talks.
Yeah.
Like, in and I never even put that together. That's how he would talk. Like, during a meeting, he'd be like, well, we did win the election. Like, just, like, bragging about, like, Hillary, she ran a terrible campaign. People said she didn't. like while he's getting briefed.
Yeah.
And then at one point, he calls this dude who was Comey's replacement, whose wife actually ran some political position for the Democrats and received $1 million from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah. Well, they threw that
shouldn't
in the
be
show?
The head of the FBI, just saying. But
wait, so they threw that in the show?
Yeah.
Were they throwing it in to be like, this is fucked up? Or they were just like...
No, they're throwing it in to be like, so what? Like, who cares? It's not a big deal. They always do that in these fucking things. But well, Trump also, calls him the night of and he's like, who did you vote for? Did you vote for me? To the head of the FBI. And he's like, I voted Republican every year my entire life except this year. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's great. Why don't you, you know, your problem is it's your wife. Why don't you ask her what it's like to be a loser? Because she lost her election. She hangs up on him and it's like, God damn, I wonder how accurate that is. If he's just that big of a motherfucker behind the scenes.
Just calling people?
Yeah, and like, they were like,
for?
Maybe, yeah. Did you vote for me? Did you vote for me? I don't know, it was making me laugh.
It's that is hilarious. It also is weird that that's already a TV show. Usually the things come out like, you know, like 8, 5, 6 years later. But like rushing to production and being like, here, we're going to cover a current event and do like a, you know,
unsolved. But the whole thing was about like Russia getting him elected.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, what has Russia gained? Now that there's some time between now and 2016.
Yeah.
Like, was Trump an FBI? Like, not an FBI, a fucking Russian. Like, what did Russia get out of the last 4 years of Trump? Like, well, did anything good happen for them?
Well, from their, like...
I don't know.
True. Well, if you read about the... what the fuck's it called? Like, the informational warfare, that the idea is for other countries to, like, start dividing populations from outside to, like, find little things.
Yeah, they did cover that. They were like... Yeah. They did split us in half pretty good.
Yeah, it was, you know...
Nice.
Pretty nice.
Good for them. Big win for the Ruskies.
I mean, you know, every now and again, you know, we'll have the...
So, Lena Dunkelms, Alana Glazer, those types of girls.
Yeah, Lena Dunkelms.
Russian assets.
Big time.
Absolutely dividing the population.
Yeah, or you're just in Russia and you're like, I just want to make these guys fight and fuck each other over. But I don't know. I mean, you know, then again, it's like, who the fuck? Who knows, man?
But fun times.
That is a bit... I do see, again, I've said before, that there was a guy who came and claimed he started the AIDS thing. That, like, the government...
Yeah,
Russian guy got... He, like, defected and he was like, yeah, that was us. We started that. It's like, fuck, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're like, dude, we're propagandized into a fucking oblivion.
For sure. Yeah, I know that. I mean,
you turn off the news and then like, what do I have to watch? And it's like, here's the James Comey story. And you're like, oh, sweet, thanks.
Yeah. And then, like, they're showing it to you as if certain things did happen. Like, accusations. Like, they show flashes of Trump and two prostitutes in Russia pissing on a bed.
Tight.
Like, where they're like, this did happen.
Yeah.
Like, here's the true story. And you're, like, watching it. And then, like, I'm sitting there like, oh, yeah, that must have happened.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Yeah, of course, dude.
It's like, yo, it's in the movie. I saw it.
I mean, dude, they also, if you read another news source, they're like, oh, we've proved definitively that actually that whole Russiagate thing was a conspiracy. And in all honesty, that Biden and his son actually did this. And then they're like, no, they were totally undocumented.
Yeah,
so it's
like,
you just have two alternate realities going on at the same time right now. And every now and again, everyone gets riled up and they see each other and they're like, let's fucking fight to prove who's... It's fucking religion. It's like back in the day, it was like, God's this, no, God's that. And then people would meet and kill each other. And then whoever won, you know. It's just it's their view of reality, and people are trying to fight to make it right. And it's like,
I didn't realize the piss bed was on where Michelle and Barack would stay in the hotel where when they visited Russia.
Oh, really?
That's where Trump was allegedly.
Yeah,
and that's where he had two hookers piss on him on a bed.
And then
that was Michelle and Barack's bed.
What?
Which, as soon as I heard that, I was like, all right, this is becoming very believable because he is a fucking monster. Let's piss on their beds. Like, just, you know, that was immediately, I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
True.
I thought the accusation was he was just getting pissed on. I had no idea it had anything to do with them.
Why don't we hook presidents up to a lie detector test? It's like, if they think I did something, they're...
Because they make the rules?
True.
Probably like, no.
It's like...
We're not doing lie detectors.
True. I mean, it would solve so many problems. It's like, all right, dude, put it on. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah.
Nobody would be like, oh, I'm cool. I'm out of fucking office.
Well, that's because they all lie. So neither of them, like, Biden couldn't recommend that for Trump.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
Because then he'd be like, all right, call your bluff. We'll both do it.
Yeah, like, let's just settle the score.
Let's just not both.
It's like, dude, it's
mutually assured destruction.
Well, it's like, dude, I can't work in a hospital if I have weed in my system, but, like, what the fuck, man? You guys can't take another test, too, like, to see if your guys are fit for this job?
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
I hear you, bro. It's
fucking goddamn bullshit, and dude,
fires me up.
I was talking about it on the live cast, and when people are like, vote. It's like I do think it's kind of a psyop, dude. Because again, these are the people who are saying, you know, oh, we live in this like inherently unjust system that's dominated by these people with unimaginable wealth and power, and they use it to their own advantage to put other people at a disadvantage. And within this system they've constructed, like the Death Star, somebody left like this little weakness where it's like, if we just press the button enough.
Yeah,
it's like, sounds like a giant Skinner's box, bro. You're in there just like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, all right, dude. Yeah, good luck. That's how I feel. I might be a little nihilistic on that, but it's like, oh, and this big Death Star thing that's been all we have to do is push enough of us push the button, and it's like, I find that hard to believe.
I don't know, though.
Call me a fool.
I don't know though.
Yeah,
because they did get Trump. Enough people pressed the button to just totally get the guy nobody wanted. The
Trump button, yeah.
So I think voting might work in that case.
That's what someone said to me before too. They were like, "I said I think it was real." Then they elected Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I mean, then my brain. This is how I naturally think. It starts. Is this part of a multi-step process where it's like, you know, you have the true like quadrillionaires who are like, all right, what do we want to move in next? All right, we want to move in like full social program and all this stuff. Let's throw them a wild card and scare them. Because again, remember, there was this whole thing when they tested the general public and asked, how many of you, like, do you believe that the government has your best interest in mind? And it was like 20% were like, yes. So 80% of people were like, no. And yeah. All of a sudden, it's like, now we're really scared and the government's saving us. So again, this is just one way, that's one line of thinking I have.
Yeah.
Because, dude, it's like you had kings, you had this. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know. I go back and forth because it could. Maybe it is. Maybe this is just the best people can do. But
what's funny in the show is like whenever I've seen a couple of these where they like the night of the election in a show, any type of show that covered this gets like very sad and serious.
Yeah.
Like this one cuts to it. So they're like talking about the election that cuts to the night of the election where like James Comey's daughter runs into the house like crying and the mom's sitting on the couch like.
Oh. Oh,
and everyone's just crying because Trump won. And then James Comey goes to work, and a lady's crying at her desk at the FBI. And I was like, I was watching it last night. Fire her.
Yeah.
Immediately. She works for the fucking FBI.
For sure.
And they're
yeah.
crying.
Yeah.
Get her the fuck out.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's also like, all right, so say that's real, right?
I know.
No, I'm like, say that, because that is some people's reality, how they experience it. So it's like, all right, so you have this, like, monster of a president who's going to, like, blow up the world, and, you know, the United States is going to become, like, the fucking KKK or something or whatever, and you're freaking out. And it's like, so you want to stop that, and your response is what the left's response is. It's like, that's why I start to get weird and skitzed out, where I'm like, dude, if I'm strategizing, I'm like, all right, we need to get this guy out. Clearly, we got to start leeching some of his supporters. Let's start doing X, Y, and Z. Instead, they're like this fucking idiot.
Yeah, and they're dumb.
Yeah, so in my head, I'm like, it just seems like we're being inflamed from two different sides. If I was strategizing, like, all right, how do we beat this guy? You could do a million different things. Just start being like, all right, let's do this, let's do that. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, so that's where I start to think, like, dude, it seems like people are being more pitted against. It doesn't seem like if this is a functioning system, it doesn't seem like anyone's, like, trying to make it function. They're just, you know, or just people just trying to win for themselves, which. You know, maybe like, you know, we had feudalism. We're like, a couple bugs are in here. Maybe democracy. We're like, all right, maybe we shouldn't rest on people's personalities. Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, well, if enough people like you, then a gazillion policies follow behind you that nobody knows what they are. It's like people are like, we get to choose. It's like, no, you fucking don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, sorry. I'm not trying to get on my fucking soapbox.
No, I don't care.
You know,
I was just liking the show. The show, dude, the scene where... Comey meets him for the first time and he's like, all right, I'm going to debrief him and I'm going to privately debrief him about the investigation into the prostitutes pissing on him.
Yeah.
Which the FBI was like looking into.
Being like, hey, just
heads up. Yeah, just so you know, this is ongoing. Just so you're not like embarrassed or caught off guard. And I'll tell you privately. But like the first time he sits down and talks to him and Trump's just immediately like, it's great. Just immediately just nuts. And you see the guy's face just like, fuck, this guy's fucking retarded. Trump's in there, he's like, great campaign, wasn't it? Wow. And then he sits down. He's like fucking with his tie while they're debriefing him. And then he's like, they lie. Everybody lies about me. They all say I raped them. I didn't rape them. Do I look like I would use a prostitute? And then as soon as you see him, you know, it's a show, so it's fictional. But when you see him to act like that, you're like, damn, that probably is exactly how he fucking acts, isn't it?
Well, we watched him on Howard Stern in 2004. He sounds exactly the same as he does when he runs for president now. Yeah. As he was on Howard Stern's couch, a little raunchier. But he for was sure. like, dude.
It's like Friends, not that great. Higher rate. We have higher ratings than Friends.
Dude.
it's like how he talks about the Democrats now. Yeah. As Friends.
Yeah, on the show there, it was like 2014, yeah. I think.
No, it was before that.
2000. It was whenever the Apprentice was number one, top running show.
Apprentice number one.
They made him do an hour and a half, dude, which, you know, obviously. He would do two, but whatever. But
he would do two. He would have done two. But yeah, they asked for two. He said an hour and a half. Yeah, come on, guys. They asked for two.
He knows. But yeah, dude, they were basically, he was breaking down his salary and how he went to whatever NBC or whoever had him. And he was using Friends as his metric. And he was like, I mean, I'm better than Friends.
Yeah. He's like, people like me. I mean, I'm not saying it. People.
Was that when Friends was on like his decline, though?
Must have been, yeah.
Yeah, so he was doing
this was probably like 04.
He was watching 05. Season 18 of Friends and being like, Apprentice is way better.
Apprentice blows it. And it's not even me. It's the ratings. It's the ratings. We only beat by the Super Bowl. Yeah. He's, I mean,
but yeah, you,
good golly.
Yeah, he's a wild man. But yeah, watching him on Stern then talk like that and watching the way he talks now, it's like, holy fuck, dude. That's
yeah.
Then again, it's like, that dude, maybe he doesn't hold any punch. Like, apparently he doesn't do drugs, apparently.
Yeah, he doesn't drink or do drugs.
Yeah, you think someone would be like, I saw that motherfucker drinking. Like, you know.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been ratted out.
So you don't drink, don't do drugs, you know.
Just McDonald's.
There was Stormy, but, you know, you can fucking
afford ladies, bro.
Yeah. I guess that's his downfall, just the ladies.
Too many ladies. He's a ladies, man.
Sure. That means
he's just so handsome. That's his problem. You know? He's too good looking.
What is? I mean, he had his whole like reality carved out for him in the '80s, where he was like, "I'm a ladies' man." And everyone's like, "Yeah, you fucking rule, dude." And the world just changed on him. And then, you know, he became the president weirdly, and he's like, "I thought everyone fucking thought it was cool."
What the fuck? He's done such a like they've done a good job of being like people do. People do lie about him. Mm-hmm. He does get lied on. He has been lied on.
People lie on his name for
sure. But like, I could have sworn in one of the documentaries, he was like calling into the New York Times, like, "Donald Trump's so handsome." They're like, is this Donald Trump? He's like, no. Like, he would really do that. Yeah. Enough, dude. We got to get off the board. Yeah,
true.
Boy's out there working right now.
True.
He's trying to secure a victory.
I don't know. I don't think it's looking. Everyone I talk to who like watches Fox News is goes like, it's going to be a landslide, bro.
It's going to be a landslide.
Everything else I
Everybody
see.
Everybody who watches CNN is like, it's going
to
be a landslide.
Yeah, like, dude, I've talked to people like, oh, they're going to blow him out. Not a chance. So, we'll see.
But it is, you know, it's nice they put out this Comey documentary, like, or this show.
Yeah,
they picked the right time. I remember I was at a meeting with FX and they were talking about they were going to put out a true crime like OJ. Remember the People versus OJ?
Yeah.
They did, and then the Versace one.
Oh, so good, dude.
They were going to do that with Clinton
mm-hmm.
and the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and they're like, and it's scheduled to come out next year. And I remember literally in the meeting being like, you'll never be able to do that. And they're like, what? And I was like, you think you're going to put out like a show that slams Democrats in an election year?
What'd they say?
They're like, relax, dude. I noticed it's not coming out, though.
Oh,
I did notice that.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's one phone call.
They're going to have to wait.
Shelf that.
Yeah. Put it out in December.
Yeah. True that.
Not November.
No, dude, if that comes out, I mean, it's just funny because, again, you have two people being like, you know, Biden's son did these nasty business deals, and they're, you know, both sides are being like, no, fake.
Yeah.
That's all fake. It's like, we're good. Anything you read bad about us is fake. Anything good is true. It's like fucking retarded.
He had some rough pictures, though.
Which
Hunter?
Of what?
Like his teeth and cracked.
Yeah, he's
like
on drugs. He's on drugs.
He's balling out.
Sure, he's having fun. He's
partying out.
What the fuck's wrong with that, dude?
I support him.
Why are we so against partying?
Is everybody on his dick for what? For going and getting $3 million from the mayor of Moscow and doing crack?
What's the fucking problem, dude?
It sounds like he's like James Bond. You know, he's like in different countries in a tux doing crack.
Just on oxys in fucking St. Petersburg.
Skydiving out.
They send one prostitute. They take him down immediately. Just like all the that's what probably happened to the emails. He's probably like, my name's Biden, Hunter Biden. And then they gave him an oxy, and he was just like, and they're like, oh, sweet, here's all your damning emails. They took it right out of his tuxedo pocket. And he's like,
so I've been drugged again. One of the Russian spies drugged me. They put crack in my pipe. That blood, God. The blood from the N64 comes over. Remember when you got shot in multiplayer?
Oh, my God. Every time he smokes crack.
Yeah. Damn, he's pretty much he's a world-renowned spy, dude. He's over there. Partying, fucking like models. And
he probably woke up
with PP7.
Probably woke up with $3 million and had a hangover his night before. He's like, did I fucking make a deal with the Ukrainian? He's like,
fuck, dude, my dad's gonna be so pissed. I fucking promised them all this stuff. Man, that much. Yeah, that's a tough hangover. Wake up, you're like, why the fuck do I have $3 million? What did I do?
He checks his email. He's like, fuck,
dude, we gotta kill somebody.
Imagine smoking meth and your dad's the vice president. The delusions of grandeur must be like, I mean,
the second you hit that, you're like, my dad's actually gonna be president. Shit, I'm probably gonna be president eventually. I gotta fucking get these teeth fixed, though, I'll tell you that.
I mean, it's a classic. I mean, again, you get like the Bidens have this weird, like, they're a really tragic family. There's like, they have all kinds of weird archetypal shit. There's like the bad wayward son. There's the son who went and like died gloriously. At war.
Well, no, he didn't die in war. I think he came back and died of cancer.
Oh, for real?
After serving.
Okay. So, yeah, he didn't have a warrior's death, but he came back.
He fought a battle.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it was like brain cancer.
Really?
So go ahead, fact check that.
So you have a son who is just like, spying. He's off to no good.
One was up, yeah.
One is spying.
You know, Cain killed Abel.
Yeah, true.
So I was watching Bernie Mac. Or not, yeah, dude. Kings of Comedy had like three different bits where the closer was faggot.
Really?
Like that was like the punchline. They'd be like, yeah, you know, the little one, 6-year-old, we all faggot. It's like, oh man, dude, these guys are nuts.
They did actually.
Yeah. Bunch of them.
Yeah, what the hell?
We're hitting that joke like hard. I mean, it was
Kevin Hart was the first black guy that wasn't allowed to make fun of gay people.
He was.
Kevin Hart was the first. He was like, wait, huh?
Yeah. No, they got Tracy Morgan.
Then he faked that car crash.
True.
To get out of it.
True. That was an inside job. Yeah. That was Hunter Biden. That had Hunter Biden written all over it.
He was just driving the limo to draw up some cash. Yeah, his dad cut him off. He was like,
fuck this.
He's like, so if I smoke meth and drive, I can drive for 5 days straight. He's like, it's like $5,000. Perfect.
Yeah. We're out.
Dude, when people on meth go to work, dude, they just work for like 4 days and fall asleep for like a week. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah. It's good. It's not proficient at all.
No, it gets
day one and two of the work, probably incredible.
And the guy's like, dude, you worked for 2 days straight? You're like, yeah, dude. And you're like,
yeah, sorry, I'm just into this.
I like what I'm doing. Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. Well, it's like you work for like 3 days straight, and then the lack of sleep starts to induce like basically psychosis.
Yeah, you start hallucinating.
So you just basically, you're like work for 3 days, and the world just all of a sudden you have five Grand Theft Auto stars in your head, and you're like, oh, I gotta get home. Yeah.
Checking the blinds.
Yeah, dude, for real. Yeah, you like work for 3 days and call everyone on your phone and be like, they're after me. And you're like, what are you talking about? I just worked a lot. Come get me. And you're like, what the fuck?
I've been delivering pizzas for 3 straight days. The government's trying to stop me now. Papa John knows.
Dude, Uber had to set their policy up for meth heads. It would have been all.
Oh, yeah, true.
Because you can only drive for 12 hours on Uber. They put the meth firewall, dude.
Was it you and me? Williams Grove where the dude was.
Oh, he would do 3 a.m.
When we went home, and he was like, I've been driving for 24 straight hours.
He found a way. Well, I guess you could do Lyft and then do Uber.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
Oh, dude.
Wasn't it you and me?
Yeah, we were there. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't remember much of that car ride, but I do remember that guy. He was like, I know a way around it. And I think I figured out.
Yeah, he was like, I've been driving for like, we were like, how long you been on the clock? That was definitely a you question. How long you been on the road, man? How long you been clocking? Come on, man. And he was like, I think it was like 15 hours when he said it. We were both like. Damn, dude. We're both like hammered and high. Like, whoa, so dude, that's crazy.
We were trying. I couldn't like, figure out how to get the app to put an extra stop in.
And
we were like,
that was a struggle to get to the sheets.
Yeah, that was tough.
I had to fucking slide something under the table, dude. I had to Hunter Biden out. I made a deal with him behind the scenes.
You found a Hunter Biden, dude. Yeah. Here you go, bro. Fuck, man. Yeah, it is. Shit's fucking nuts, man. H. Biden, baby.
He balls out. I need to look more into him because right now my base understanding does rule.
Oh, bowhead cancer. Brain cancer.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Brain tumor, thank you. Thank you.
So bowhead cancer, wife died, hit by a truck. Hunter Biden still at large and doing fabulous.
Gillis Farm corn cob truck.
Corn cob truck.
This is wild.
I mean, dude, you talk about a dude getting beaten down by life.
I think, I think he had a daughter in the car with the wife. Dude.
Dude.
Yeah, it was Bo's whole family.
Jesus. Wait, it was Bo's whole family?
Yeah, Bo's, his daughter and his wife.
No. It was Biden's wife.
Joe's. Oh, yeah.
So, like, Biden's wife, then niece and nephew action?
No. It was Biden's wife and daughter.
Two?
Yes.
So,
wife, no nieces and nephews. Dead. Nothing to do with Bo's children.
Son.
Lemaire is a
son
fuck.
Dead. So, I did put a tincture in their coffee.
Did you?
I've offered the option to have a tincture. How is that thing, by the way?
It's pretty sick.
Hell yeah.
You guys getting hit pretty good right now?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Sorry, Noah. Yeah, that weed's really mellowing you out. I'm fucking fine.
I gave the stoner some coffee today, dude.
That's big. They have been buzzing. They've been focused.
Yeah,
no one's laughed once.
True.
They had coffee. They're just normally they're high as fuck. They're like, whoa, it's so silly.
Had to balance them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a fucking crazy life for this guy, man. You're like, hey guys, I'm gonna be vice, and it's like
Diamond
boom.
Joe. I'm the fucking man in Delaware, and then your entire family dies slowly.
Yeah.
For like 20 years straight, everybody dies around you.
Shoot. It's like the quick time Kennedys, dude.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange.
But I wish Biden was a little more cognizant, because then he could be the man.
Yeah.
But.
Well, like they say in Matthew, dude, what good does it do for a man to gain the world when he loses his soul?